Shalom and blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. We continue to learn and understand and expound the meaning of the revelation. We are already in Revelation chapter 14, and we want to do the second session. Revelation 14, part 1. We are dealing, part one and part two, we are dealing with the six holy announcements, six holy announcements, six holy or heavenly communications to the people who lives on earth just before the final seven bow judgment. Why is God doing this? Why is God communicating to people just before he brings out the final judgment? Because God loves a sinner. God loves everyone, and he'd want them to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He does not want the death of a sinner. Even during tribulation, God is at work. God still wants people to come to him. Even those who have been bound to do the biddings of Satan, he knows that many people are there not because they really willed to be there, but because they were walled by the enemy, because of the evil trinity, because their minds have been darkened not to see the purpose of the gospel. And so he makes these six announcements. I think this is very important to realize. Last time we saw the six announcements, and the first of the announcements, that's very, very interesting, in John, Revelation chapter 14, is about the 144 Jewish evangelist. You see, it would be good that God allowed them, or allowed the people on the earth, to know about the 144. This 144, they are the first fruits of those who converted when the tribulation started. Because the Bible says, because in this communication he says that they followed the the lamb wherever he went, and they were the first fruit. First fruit means they were among the first who got converted, but they followed the lamb for the 7 years that they were on earth. Of course, they were killed because of their faith in Christ Jesus. But now the communication is that we fight them in heaven. We fight them at the throne, and they are worshiping God. But they have been given a name, and they have and they have a song there. And so we see them in finished a form, which is very, very important. Number two, this one we did last time, I'm only recapping. Then we found an angel who was flying just from low level, and he was talking about, and he was carrying what we call the eternal gospel. Very, very interesting. He was carrying the eternal gospel through what they're calling the mid-air. All very and he was frying. Look at what God is doing now. He sent an angel to preach the gospel, the good news, to proclaim to the people who belong to this world, to every nation, every tribe, every language, and every people. And this is what this angel was saying: fear God. And he shouted, this one, he shouted, fear God, give him glory. And then he said this: for the time has come when he will judge, when he will sit as judge. So he is saying he is just about to sit as a judge now. You people of the world, you nations of the world, you languages of the world, fear God. Then he said, worship him, because he made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything that is in it. That's a very second announcement. That announcement, which we saw, and let me just recap, is that another angel followed him. These are angels now preaching. And the announcement is, And he's shouting. Everybody can hear. Babylon is foreign. That great city is foreign. You see, very many people and the people of the world, they were actually in the kingdom of Babylon. Satan was ruling through or he was incarnating through Babylon. So this angel says, Babylon is foreign. If you think that you're hiding there, that great city is foreign. Then he says, why? Because this Babylon, she made all the nations of the world drink the wine of her passionate immorality. You know, she's called she because Babylon is competing with the body of Jesus Christ. It's another, she is given the feminine and she's a prostitute. And then the angel says, she's foreign. Please come out of it. Another angel followed him, shouting. They are all shouting. Anyone who worship the beast and his statue, or who accept his mark on the forehead or on the hand, must drink the wine of God's anger. It has been poured full strength into God's cup of wrath, and they will be tormented with fire and burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angel and the Lamb. Smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, and they will never they will, ne they will not have no they will no, they will know no relief day and night, for they have worshipped the beast and his statue and have accepted the mark of his name. So that announcement was about those who have already accepted the mark of the beast. They have no peace. That's another announcement. Now then another announcement. Then this means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently, obeying his commands and maintain the faith of Jesus. Look at another fourth announcement. And I had a voice from heaven saying, write this: blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they are blessed indeed, for they will rest from all their hard work, for their good deeds will follow them. Now, the fourth announcement, which was very, very good, was about those who died in the Lord. It is those who died. Now, this is the fifth one. It is those who died in the Lord. You know, after talking about the fourth one, those who follow the beast, they will die. Then he says, those who die in the Lord, they will, they are blessed, meaning they have joy. It's not about death. So if people are fearing death, and if the reason why they followed the beast and the mark was because of fear, then he communicated and said, don't you fear, because if you die and you die in the Lord, you are blessed and you have rest. Those who die in the beast, they have no rest. But those who die in the Lord, they will have rest. And their hard work, the work of resisting the beast is a hard work. That hard work will follow them. Those good deeds, that rejection of the beast and the mark of the beast is a hard work. It's good work. It will follow them. It will be told of how they overcame. And that was the fifth announcement. Now, the sixth announcement, and the last one, was about the final harvesting of the earth. Now, all the six announcements is what we are going to discover from chapter 15 until Jesus returns. So there is like what we call an outline. It's just saying what he wants to talk about in the book, in chapter 15, 16, 17, 18, up to 19. Now he talks about the final harvesting of the earth. And there are two harvestings. This one is compared with Matthew 13, where Jesus had talked about harvesting is in two phases. One is the harvesting of the wheat and harvesting of the weeds. Harvesting of the wheat
and harvesting of the wheat. Harvesting of the wheat will be done and be put into the store, into the barn. But harvesting of the wheat, it will be done and it will be put in the fire. Now, these are the what is called in the final harvesting of the earth. And this is what he says. Then I saw, he put it in these words. Then I saw a white cloud, and seated on the white cloud was someone like the Son of Man, that's Jesus Christ. He had a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. He's just about now to harvest the wheat. Then another angel came from the temple and shouted to the one sitting on the cloud, "Swing the sickle, for the time of harvest has come. The crop on earth is ripe." So the one sitting on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the whole earth was harvested. I want you to see, he's talking about harvesting the whole earth. I tell you, there's so many people who live on earth who have heard the gospel during the tribulation, they'll be harvested. We see the time of tribulation, one of the purpose is the final harvest, is the final ingathering. And Jesus is going to swing his sickle and is going to harvest everyone on earth who desires. It's an announcement, so that those who have not made up his mind to do that, they will come. Then he's not finished there. He talked about the final now, or the other part of the harvesting. After that, you see, after harvesting the wheat, another angel came from the temple in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel who had power to destroy with fire came from the altar. He shouted to the angel with a sharp sickle, "Swing your sickle now and gather the cluster of grapes from the vine of the earth, for they are ripe for judgment." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and loaded the grapes into the great winepress of the God's wrath. The grapes were trampled in the winepress out of the city, and blood flowed from the winepress in a stream about 100 miles, 180 miles long, and as high as horse bridle. Now, I want you to see how the next group will be killed. Now, this announcement, this is an angel, you see the angels. Why are angels doing this? Because they're announcing so that anybody who has ears to hear, they can hear and they can change. Now here, after harvesting, those wheat will be taken to the barn by the Lord. Now the angel comes, and of course it will be done through angels, because Jesus said he'll send the angels to do this. And in Matthew, he said that you start with tares. But here it seems that he's starting with the wheat. Ultimately is that both will be harvested. But this is, one is harvested to go to judgment. Another one is harvested to go to the life. And I think that's where the Bible says that the people are going to raise, even those who died, they're going to raise up some to everlasting joy and other to everlasting judgment and cry. Lord God, help us to hear your voice when we still have time, and help us to adhere to that which you have wanted us to hear. And I pray that the people will be able to hear your voice and come to you and worship you. Thank you for the six announcements. May they be of help to us today. In Jesus' name we pray.